me, what did I say? Going back to the what she mentioned about mental and all that. So sort of this, you know, you do with strong devotion and the intensive practice of purification, like merits, like that. Then, then you have much imprint from past, you see, having studied teachings from emptiness or having heard, meditated, so the, those unmistaken teachings, the teachings from the personal school view, say school view, and this or that. Then, when all the core conditions are together, then you just, then suddenly one day, then you have to say, recognize the object of ignorance, what ignorance believes. The false I, which is a false I, which is believed by ignorance, is true, you see. From beginning of the birth. From beginning of the birth. So, so suddenly you, it's always there, but you're not there. So here, with all the cause conditions together, you put together, you say, practice them. The stronger devotion, say, from that, you receive blessing from the Guru in the heart, in your heart, that then you are, do that, and you're able to suddenly able to recognize these objects of purity. And then, once you recognize this, then it's just a minute, it's just a second minute, see, to realize emptiness, to realize that, that one is, hallucination, that, so in reality, you see, it doesn't exist. However, so just there, you see, that your mind have been holding on to this I, see, this real I. Which I already explained before what it means. This is real life, see. So then suddenly, see, you discover, you realize, you see, there's nothing to hold on to, nothing there to hold on to, which you have been holding on to from, not only from, say, this morning, from birth and from beginning to the birth, you see, hold on, believe this is true. This, this is true. This is I. It's true. Hold on to this. This is complete truth. You see, 100% hold on to this, believe. So suddenly. So, to discover, see, nothing to hold on. So that, so you lose. total empty right there. Doesn't go anywhere, but just there, just in there empty. So, for example, you see, for example, see, there's a. In the road, in night time or dusk time, there's a rope there. Then the way the rope curls, you see, like snake, you know, the colors, like snake, you see. And then we do the dusk, like that, you see. Then you see your mind think, oh, snake, you label, you see, snake. You label a snake, and then mind level snake and believe in that, and appeared snake, appeared back snake. You say, I said snake. So, then you see snake. So see, then you put flashlight, you clear light of that, you know, flashlight of that. So you see that, so that that snake that your hallucination mind believes, see, snake. You see, it didn't go anywhere. See, it didn't go somewhere, you see. It didn't go somewhere. See. Just see. So when you put light, you know, see, just there, see. That's empty, see. That doesn't exist, just there. Doesn't go anywhere, doesn't exist there. So like that. So however, in that time, you feel losing, you feel losing or lost. Losing the eye, or lost the eye, total lost the eye. Sorry for that. So here, so why you feel you know, losing the eye or total lost the eye? That is because that is showing. It is said by the great Lama, the Kesan Jamyang Mawan, Bodhisattva, great Lama, in his Mahamudra teaching, that proves, you see, losing the lost eyes, the eyes to lost, you see, why you get such experience, you know, but completely non-existent. So why you get that experience? Because, on the middle level eye, there's truly existence on the middle level eye. See, this projection from the ignorance. You see, on the truly existence of the middle level eye, middle level by your mind. You see, which is middle level by your mind. Okay, so truly existence. You see. On that which is projected by your ignorance. So proves that one doesn't exist. Not the middle level eye doesn't exist, but the extra thing. What exists the middle level eye, but what extra thing which doesn't exist, the true existence on that, projected by your mind, by your ignorance. So that one you see, it proves that it doesn't exist. It's not there. So So that time, if you don't have a complete, if you don't have full understanding of the experience, you know, before you actually come to this point, having guideline, that this thing is going to happen, see. You need to hear the teaching, from experiential teaching, from the Lama, see, the Guru. You need to hear that. Like before you go to, before you travel, you see, somebody explain to you how to travel, or the map, explain them, show the map. You see. So if you don't have the complete teaching, the idea. What is actually going to happen when you realize it? So you don't have that, you know. Then see, you have no idea of what's going to happen. But then this is something very intense experience, so strong experience that you never had before. I'm beginning to say, but you see, holding art is true. You see, so now realize, you know, which you've been believing, holding on to, from beginning to the birth, and see. So now you see that doesn't exist, you know, the losing eye, the lost eye, totally. So like that, There's no I, no self. So however, that time, one might be afraid. when you get experience losing the eye, that's going to be completely lost, or the become non-existent, going to be completely non-existent. So it can get unbelievable fear. That fear is different from fear is when you encounter a tiger or something, fear. This fear is something very deep fear. So without knowing what's happening, you see, even though you are in correct procedure to realize emptiness, in the correct channel, even though you are incorrect, the experience what's happening, even though it's correct, way to realize emptiness, but because you have no idea, so then unbelievable fear, so then you might be so scared, falling in nihilism. How can this be, you know? You don't believe, you don't understand that this is seeing middle view, you know, middle view emptiness. So you get so scared you are falling in nihilism. How's possible this? If I doesn't exist, then what, you know? It appears like in reality is not that I become non-existent, not that. But it appears like that. It has to appear that way. As if the I, you know, who does all the activity? Who does all the activities? I become non-existent. I think that's this is not what is happening, but it has to appear like that. Because you have to understand here, because for us, who haven't realized emptiness, you know, us, you see, the I, the mere level I, and this, you see, we can't think separately, you see, the mere level I, you know, then separate from the false I, you can't think, see. So for us, I means has to be this real I, this true existent I. If the I exists, then it has to be this. You know, who does all the activity? It's this real I. You see, that's our belief. So that's why this is happening, see. Me who is maintaining, become empty, non-existent. Me who is maintaining, see, that. So there's a such thing, me who is maintaining. Because you see, in our view, you see, these two are just kind of differentiated, you know? The mere level of the eye, which is the false eye, you see? True is not the real eye, you see? So it has to, so it's up in this way. So anyway, so that time, if you didn't have an idea before, guideline, you see, when you actually experience what's going to happen, then it's great danger. And of course, for intelligent ones, as mentioned, the mathematical text, law of the even the bodhisattvas, law of intelligence, incredible fear arises, high intelligence, you know, then incredible joy, and tears come out to see, and the pores, hairs from the pores stand up. So one monk from Nalanda, one of us monk, so had that experience. So he said that when he started to discover, it's incredible joy, unbelievable happiness, and tears come out. So that what the high bodhisattva is. So I'm not saying that he's bodhisattva, but he So they happened. What is fantastic happened. So there are few people who are experience, you know. But you see, most difficult of one is guru devotion. For many people, hardest one, the guru devotion, they seen the guru Buddha, or the bodhicitta realizations, those things. So, but the emptiness is my little guru is on channel, which is taught that, you know, the hair, threads got caught, you know. So, which is say, if you know the point, if you ever reference the point, then you see, then everything so easy can be released out, you see, thread that got cut off. So emptiness. If you know the right point, it means that from the four analysis, the first one, the vital points of recognizing the object to be repeated is the one that's going to be named. So the what you have to realize empty, that which you have to realize empty. So that one, so that that's no mistakes done. Very beginning when you start meditate, and this is the object repeated. If it's found that what we realize empty, you know, found out, then the target to realize that empty. So if that's found, then that's the main point. You see, then it is to realize emptiness. But if that missed out, then even you spend billions of eons meditation emptiness, then it does not become meditation emptiness. It doesn't become meditation emptiness. So if you miss that out, the object to be repeated, you know, first to start with, what are you going to analyze, you see? If that's missed out, then, you know, how many billions of words you use from philosophical teachings here, billions of eons is not meditation emptiness. You're going over the words, but you're not meditation emptiness. So like that. So therefore we have to know what exactly means mental emptiness. So otherwise you can waste the whole life. So now going back to how the mental community was mentioned. So therefore here, so you have to let go. See, here you have to go like crossing the river. See, like crossing the river. So you have to go through the fear. You have to know before that when some of this experience happens, you know, under the fear arises, you have to go through the fear. You don't stop. You don't escape from that. You must go through the fear. So that's very extremely essential. You must go through the fear. And then you have to realize emptiness. Let it totally lost. Totally lost. See, then it becomes totally non-existent. Why? There's no danger to fall nihilism. Why? Why? Why there's no danger to fall nihilism? Why? Because there's a mental continuum. See, mental continuum. There's mental continuum from beginning is it, but you see. Now then, until we achieve enlightenment, mental continuum, even after we achieve enlightenment, the mind doesn't stop there, mind doesn't cease. I think the Sudantara school or Babashka school, Charanaya or whatever, they believe, I think the continuity of the Arhat ceases. You see, they believe like that, the Arhat says that the continuity of the Arhat ceases. See, but that's the context. But here, in reality, the malignity is, even after you become enlightened, the malignity is always there. You know, it's there forever. Doesn't cease. So the So therefore the I, therefore the I which is labeled, therefore the I which is labeled on that, see, I which exists on that, I which is a millipede, you know, millipede or which exists on the aggregates, you see. So this like formless realm, there's no body, there's only consciousness. So that time the I is exist, I just exist on that on the aggregate consciousness, you see. So there's no body, that you see formless, the subside realm formless. So the so soon as the matter continues to always, forever, you see. So the I that you see labeled, see, which exists my name. Which exists my name is in my mind. I would exist on the aggregates. You see, since there's aggregates, this thing that's continuing to aggregate all the time, so I exist all the time. The I may level exists all the time. The continuing, there's continuing to add that, continuing that I, you see, forever. So, one should know that before. One should have that idea before. Then, you see, here, you see, even the fear arises, all this. But fear, generally fear arises because, so this is something, this I have been holding on to, that this thing is 100%, it exists, you see, true. And then, cherishing that, you see. On top of that, cherishing that the most. From beginning, but of course you will get frightened, you'll be angry, you'll be frightened. And they say, one, you will see this empty, it doesn't exist. So worship, project, there's also mental community or not. So then I thought to use that to say, the label is not that question, but in case somebody see this kind of experiences, I think it's good to know ahead of time. So just mention this second quotation from Jawaka Sankhya, Seven Dalai so the so the root of samsara is this these aggregates. What is root of samsara? All the sufferings, delusion, karma, you know, all the delusion, say karma. So there's aggregates, you see, the which is the label I, so. So the mind which sees aggregates, mind which sees aggregates, you see the body, aggregate body sitting, the mind labels I, the labels action sitting, the mind aggregates, the mind is unhappy, then the mind which sees aggregates, the mind is unhappy, makes the label I, and the label is then gives name, you see, impute and unhappy. Then like that. So the mind is meditating, then mind which, the thought which see the aggregates, the mind meditating, then that thought merely impute, you see, the I, and then merely impute the experience, so the action meditation, meditating, you see. So like that. So now, this is an example. So now the mind seeing the aggregates, you see, mind seeing the aggregates, now that mind, merely input to I, okay? Merely input to I. That's the first thing. First mind sees the aggregates, then next input to I, merely input to I. Then the next second, after imputation, the next second, the I, which means image, appears to you. It appears to you. So when it appears to you, it doesn't appear to you. It doesn't appear to you. Merely by mind. What should appear to you when it appears back? It should appear merely by mind. But that appearing back merely labeled by mind is only for Buddha. It's only for Buddha who. Honorable Buddha, who has purified the subtle negative imprint, every bad, left by the past, the concept of true existence, the ignorance, you see. That which they suddenly, you see, make the imprint, like the mind looking by the past, the ignorance, the concept of true existence, that which project the dualistic view. True existence, appearance of true existence. See, so that both obscuration, that appearance, and that subtle imprint, which project that dualist view, both are the knowledge obscuration. So Buddha doesn't have that. Suddenly, the imprint left by past ignorance. So, therefore, for Buddha, things appear merely left in the mind, but not for us sentient beings. Everything appears because of subtle negative imprint left by the concept of true existence. Because of that, everything appeared truly existent. When everything exists, everything may label by mind, everything exists in mere name, but appear to us in demons, when they appear back, truly existence. So except the ego post mentation on the Arya beings, those who have wisdom directly pursuing the emptiness, so in the ego post mentation, non-dual with the emptiness, subject and object, non-dual, there's nothing to, like having put water into water, nothing to differentiate, two separate things. So that time, to that wisdom directly pursuing emptiness, doesn't have the true existence, the appearance, doesn't have this hallucination. So that was a direct perception. This is the wisdom that the cause meditation of emptiness. So therefore, why the I, so that you can understand, why the I, when is that? First, so next second, you see, when it appeared back, why it appeared back, existing from a society, not merely left of environment. So that is because the negative imprint left on the mind by the past ignorance. So right after the mind, merely imputed I, the main name, as a millimeter, then immediately negative imprint project the true existent appearance. True existent appearance there, decorates. Now you put a carpet on the floor or on the table, whatever. So makes it real. Now you can see why makes the eye real. You see, due to ignorance. The imprint left mind projected true existent appearance, okay? So makes it real. So hallucination, you see? False eye, okay? Something which is not there. Okay? Something which is not there, something tournaments. So appearing is the real one, in the sense of existing from inside. Then, the next second thing, your mind, you let your mind hold on to this. It's true, 100% true. So then that time, you created the ignorance, root of samsara. You say, yeah. Because not being aware, not a minute, not being aware, so not understanding like ignorance, and not meditating, and maybe even intellectually, but you're not meditating here, you're not using your meditation here, and you see, this hallucination of false eye, you see, this meditation not there, and the eyes exist, merely limited by mind, and self-dependent arising, related targets, the eyes merely imputed by mind, so self-dependent arising, the meditation is not there, so then you let your mind hold on to this true. So then you know, we create rural samsara in order to that. So rural samsara, all this global problem, this wars and all these millions of people get killed, and the individual person's problem, all this, whatever, all these unbelievable sufferings, sicknesses, or the death, or however, all however, the oceans of hell beings are hungry, animal, oceans of human beings suffering, so come from delusion, karma, and delusion. Delusion comes from this ignorance. You let your mind, just this concept, you let your mind hold on to this eye, it's true, it's true. See, just think that. See, that so you made it ignorance. So everything, so the whole root is something, some concept which doesn't make sense, you know, which something doesn't make sense, you know, at all. You know, holding on this eye which is not there. That's it. You know, you let your mind believe in this which is not there. And this is from this, then all this unbelievable, difficult, troubling mind, emotional, then karma, then all the oceans, all the suffering. This. So that's why we, because we didn't cut even this by realizing and this. So that's why we suffer from beginning of the book. But now we still were not liberated from emotion, from the suffering. Even though we experience all the suffering numerous times, every realm suffering numerous times, formed from this realm, and every samsara pleasure we experience numerous times. So it is still not achieve liberation. So that's because we haven't realized the emptiness and didn't realize the emptiness. This object of ignorance, we didn't realize empty. And develop this wisdom, see. Then they based on that higher general morality concentration, see. They create that. Then wisdom directly creates the enemies, which ceases the defilements, gross defilements. Then with Buddhism, ceases subtle defilements. So it can happen for that. Yeah. And that's today the offerings are developed. Treat the offerings, become more beautiful. For the benefit of all sentiments, also to achieve enlightenment, all these offerings which are mentioned in this, all the offerings that happen in Santa Comba and after South Ocean, all those offerings in natural place, offer to the gurus, Sunata Lama, or even offer like this, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. That's all the Guru, all the Buddha Dhamma, all the Sangha, all the temporary statues, everything offer. Generate and complete from them, prostrate to them. And now offer towards all the temporary Buddha Dhamma Sangha, temporary statues, glimpse of all the manifestation of Guru Sunata Lama. Devote 3 times by this clock, and 10 minutes of clock by others. May the Bodhicitta be generated, if not hard in the heart of all the sentiments. Especially the leaders of the countries and all the terrorists, you know, the people who have humbled those fathers, in all their hearts, without delay in second. Those who have generated, in whose heart Bodhicitta generated, may be increased. Chanju Sinju Rimbo Je Ma Je Ba Mam Je Jo Je Je Va Nya Ba Me Ba Ye Ka Ne Kum Do Ye Be Na Va Jo Kade Ra Ve Gur Ve Shin Na De Pa Na De Ma Ma Ve Jum Ve Ne Che Re Se Ma Din Din Ja Da Chavese de Ababo Tengyoje. Feel the past. Put him in the middle. I'm just going to pass and then. By having Jim Buttigieg, there was harm as well. Then, my war of having digital torture problems, dangerous fire, what earth, with all this. What is happening, we stop immediately, and nobody explains all these things forever in this world. Filled with perfect peace and happiness. Deal of the past, future, and present future, may look to find the others, which exist but is empty. May the I which exist, empty. Deal of the same thing, as I achieve, could I share that money because enlightenment which exist but is empty. It all doesn't mean it's good, but we're empty. To that person, to the Buddha's enlightenment, which is this, but it's empty. Bhava Sarvam, which is but it's empty. Let's just say, let's dedicate 10 minutes, I'll dedicate all my minutes the same way. And then, Padika Lama from our teaching, they become great friends in our heart, in our heart world. Also find all the students, all of us here, all the students and so on, and the supporters, benefactors, and those who give up their life. Those who give up their life, sacrifice their life, the organization, their service, drivers, and in all their hearts, and then in the hearts of everyone in this world. Tere tsunye nga tene gyawa lo san dhava ye tenpa ye nyampa nyo So, good morning. Oh.